You may have heard of the environmental concerns around the proposed Carmichael coal mine in Queensland. While the environment remains a key issue, Indigenous Australians today weighed in on the argument. The Wire's Jordan Curtis reports.
Representatives of the Wangan and Jagalingu people, the local Indigenous Australians of the area, today went to Queensland Parliament to confront the state government over the proposed Carmichael coal mine. Despite the opposition to the coal mine, Indian mining company Adani are pushing forward for permission to start the project. Adrian Burragubba is the spokesperson for the Wangan and Jagalingu people in central Queensland. He explained the position of his people on the mine.
Back in 2014, we had an authorisation meeting with Adani, the mining company, and the majority of the people, of the Wangan Jagalingu people, rejected a land use agreement with them. We said no, and we hereby firmly reject that land use agreement, and we don't consent to the Carmichael mine. We never have consented to them coming and destroying our traditional homeland, and we're not accepting any of their offers. And that's the majority of the people. So I'm a spokesperson or a representative of the Wangan and Jagalingu Family Council, and we maintain that stand, and that's our position. We say no to Adani and no to their mining on our traditional homeland.
Adrian Burragubba is calling on the Queensland government to stand up for Indigenous Australian lands.
We're calling upon the new Labor government to take this opportunity now to right the wrongs of the previous government and rule out using that legal action started by Adani to forcefully take our land. And also, we're asking the government to refuse Adani's mining lease application for the Carmichael mine. If that then proceeds, then we're drawing upon, you know, the people of Australia and everybody in the world, the farmers, the pastoralists, environmentalists, and anyone concerned about that environment out there. That what this mine will do will fracture the environment beyond repair. So we're making a stand, and we're asking people to stand with us to say no to this environmental disaster.
Adrian Burragubba, spokesperson for the Wangan and Jagalingu people in central Queensland. Ellen Roberts is the spokesperson for the Mackay Conservation Group. She explained the environmental impacts of the proposed mine.
Well, there's obviously a range of impacts. The mine itself is very large. It's in a bioregion called the Desert Uplands that has been cleared significantly already. So there'll be a certain amount of habitat destruction, obviously, including key habitat areas for the black-throated finch, which is an endangered species of bird. There's also the amount of water that the mine will take out of underground aquifers, which has been estimated to be about 12 billion litres of water a year when the mine is fully operational. And this is obviously in an area in Western Queensland that's quite dry at times and relies on underground water. There's also the impacts from climate change, from the burning of the coal from the Carmichael mine. So this will be the largest coal mine in Australia and one of the largest in the world. Then there's also the impacts of the infrastructure that's necessary to take the coal out from where it is in Western Queensland through to the coast, to the Great Barrier Reef. So that's a rail line, which will be bisecting grazing properties. And then there's also the building of the coal port at Abbott Point near Bowen in North Queensland, the dredging of millions of tonnes of seafloor. And then the disposal of that is obviously an ongoing contentious issue, but there's environmental impacts, from increased shipping associated with the port, as well as the construction of the port itself.
Ellen Roberts, coordinator for the Mackay Conservation Group. Spokesperson for the Wangan and Jagalingu people, Adrian Burragubba, explained just what this land means to Indigenous Australians.
This is genuine, you know. I practice my culture, brother. I speak my language and we dance. All my family, we all dance. We sing and we got that from the old people, you know. And when we go back to the country there, you know, the land comes back to life, you know what I mean? And it's real to us, you know what I mean? We love that land. I love that land, brother. You know, where I see the water coming up out of that ground like that there, the natural spring is gone 24/7, every day, every year. It's never changed since the beginning of time. And that's why I believe this is where we're talking about, the beginning. And all those other tribes you have, you know, from here, from there, you know, to Bidjara, to Kalali, to Cooma, down to Gumaroi country, all the northern New South Wales, they all tell the story of the Mundakata, which is the rainbow serpent. That comes from that water that runs from the Carmichael into the Ballyander. So this affects all Aboriginal people. This affects all of our dreaming. If that stops, they destroy that water and they pollute that land, they pollute that environment beyond repair, it's going to destroy all of our song lines. And this is a stand now for everybody, that we can stand up now to these mining companies, because we've got support. We've got support from international support. We've got support from green people. Even pastoralists are standing with us now. And individual Australians that are conscious of what's happening out there. Well, we're raising up enough people who, you know, are concerned about this. And that's the message we're sending out now to everyone. It, you know, it's their responsibility, all Australians.
Adrian Barragubba, spokesperson for the Wungan and Jarralingo people, ending that report by the wise Jordan Curtis.